Welcome to the Money Show. I'm delighted to see Pick n Pay is going to open in supermarkets and hypermarkets an hour earlier every Wednesday. So that's tomorrow for older customers to shop for groceries and essentials, because you don't want to be caught in the melee of people stockpiling and doing all kinds of other lunatic stuff. And the initiative is starting tomorrow. That's the 18th of March, opening exclusively for customers over the age of 65. And don't try and go in there with your youthful tendencies. You will be asked to have a valid ID before you can go into the shop. It's a really good idea. It's not a unique idea. It's been done and announced in many parts of the world, but nice to see that there's a little bit of sanity prevailing. There was a statement from ShopRite today saying to people, stop being, I interpreted it as saying, don't be stupid, but please don't hoard. ShopRite are far more polite than I am on this. Yields on South African bonds. Now, don't let your eyes glaze over, please, but they're higher than they have been. In some respects, it looks like there is more panic in the South African bond market now than there was in the days after Nhlanhla Nene got fired. Is my assessment of this correct? Fixed income and currency strategist at Absa, Michael Keenan, on the line to us from Joburg. What's the bond market telling you, Michael Keenan?
Good evening, Bruce, and to the listeners. Yes, there's a lot of panic going through the bond market as well, I'm afraid. And it's really stemming a lot from global factors, once again. We're seeing at the moment that there's a huge scurry for dollar cash. People want dollars. Cash is king. And basically, people are liquidating any kind of risky positions that they've had. We've seen it in the equity market, and now it's starting to filter through into the emerging market, bond market. And South Africa's caught up in that scurry for dollars. We saw this a little bit in the global financial crisis. Yield spiked up in that case as well. But you're quite right. I mean, if you look at the back end of our yield curve, in other words, if you're buying a 30-year bond, that yield has never been as high as it was today since sort of early 2000s. So
explain what that means, please, Michael, because that's an important thing to do.
So it is, because the yield curve has been, as we like to call it, steepening for the last few quarters, and it continues to steepen. In other words, if you had to go and government goes and borrows debt for 30 years out, it's paying considerably more or proportionately a lot more than what it's paying to borrow at a shorter tenor, for example, a 10-year or a 5-year part of the curve. So the yield curve is basically showing you the cost of borrowing over a 30-year period, and at each node along that yield curve, you have a bond yield that represents the cost of borrowing for whatever that year is. So at the moment, the fact that the curve is so steep is telling you very clearly that the market is wanting to buy short-dated bonds rather than long-dated bonds. Because if you buy long-dated bonds and yields go up, your losses are massive compared to the losses you'll incur at the short end of the curve. So that's why what people tend to do in a case when bond yields are rising or the bond market is setting off is they try and buy as many short-dated bonds, because then their losses are minimized.
What does this do for our debt repayments? Already, 15 cents out of every 1 rand the South African government collects goes to servicing debt. Does this mean that 15 cents goes up?
That's quite correct. So similar to, for example, in a downgrade scenario, if our yields re-rate higher, it means government has to borrow at a higher level. And this is the critical point facing South Africa. We are growing in real terms at basically zero. And even in nominal terms, even if you factor in the inflation aspect, we're growing at maybe 4-5% as an economy. Now, if you are raising debt at 11 and close to 12%, I mean, the sums don't add up. You can't pay back debt because your economy is not growing fast enough for you to service that debt. And that's where the problem really rests. And that's the challenge that South Africa's facing.
And Moody's must be looking at this bond market and saying, well, the bond market says it should be downgraded, so we better downgrade. And they coming in a week or two, and we've, of course, it's not fair and it's not right. We did the best we could with the budget. But this coronavirus mess is changing the game you know, for the long term, and what's started off as a health crisis, become a market crisis, is becoming potentially an economic crisis.
Quite right, because again, you know, it comes back to your ability to service your debt. I mean, their job is to work out what kind of a credit you are. And if your growth is not forthcoming, then I'm afraid, you know, it makes it very difficult for you to make good on your payments. And that's why these rating agencies have these kind of ratings scales. So, yeah, it doesn't look good from the growth side. It's going to be very interesting if the rating agencies actually go ahead and downgrade countries in this kind of environment. It's obviously very volatile and there's enough panic going around. Central banks are trying to pump liquidity into the markets to try and alleviate pressures. Whether the rating agencies are going to stand up and actually sort of add to that pressure remains to be seen. But as a house, we believe that there's a better than even chance of them actually downgrading us, you know, at the end of the month.
How does this then play into the Reserve Bank's decision-making process? They've been meeting today, they're meeting again tomorrow, and on Thursday, deliver an interest rate pronouncement at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. How does this play into what they may or may not be considering?
So also a tough one for them, but we think, you know, what pushes them to cut, in our opinion, by 25 basis points is the sheer fact that we've had this collapse in the oil price, which has been much greater than even the weakness in the currency. So in other words, your rand price of oil has been falling, petrol prices will be coming down, and inflation is basically non-existent. So, you know, we think that the Reserve Bank has the leeway to cut rates at least once, probably twice, by 25 basis points each meeting. We've seen this from other central banks. And I know that the Reserve Bank has been mentioning, in fact, the governor himself has said that we need to maintain a positive interest rate differential between our trading partners. But the fact that other central banks have been cutting interest rates so aggressively as well means that we won't actually erode that interest rate differential any further if they were to cut, especially only by 25 basis points. The market thinks that they could go as much as 50 basis points. So it's a little bit of an even split if you look at sort of the surveys. But yes, I think they're going to cut, even though there's a lot of volatility and the rand is weaker, oil prices are helping them to actually go ahead with a cut.
Michael Keenan, thank you. Fixed income and currency strategist at APSA.